Today's Tanya for the 30th of Av, Eshchedesh Elul, is in Megeres HaKedesh on Daf Kuf Yud Dalad Amid Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 438. We're approximately in the middle of the page. The Alter Rebbe says that the tzedakah should be given not only from the money that is left over after you've supported your family and you have leftover money, then you give tzedakah. But that right from the beginning, the intention of making a living in the first place should be l'shem shamayim. It should be so that you can give tzedakah, and to give tzedakah to every Jew who is a part of God, every Jewish neshama. Only among those Jewish neshamas whom you are committed to providing for and taking care of, the Torah says that your wife and children come first. Al kein ahu v'ayachai. Therefore, my beloved brothers, the Rebbe writes, simu no levavchem le'eila advarim, pay attention, take to heart these things that were mentioned. B'ktzara me'ed, although it was very brief. B'mir t'Hashem, ponim el ponim adabe bom barucha, when we meet face to face, we will speak of this more at length. And that is, Echiyes kol ikir avedas Hashem b'itim halolu, how in these days, the main service of God, the main aveda b'ikvis Mashicha, in this time of the coming of Mashiach, he avedas hatzedakah. The main aveda is the giving of tzedakah. K'meshikosov is Amr Rizal, as the sages say, en yisrael migolin ela b'tzedakah, that the geula comes through the preparation of tzedakah. V'lay omru rizal talmud Torah shoku keneged gemilas chasadim, and that which it says that talmud Torah is equal and greater than all the mitzvahs, including gemilas chasadim, that was said only ella b'yemehem, that was true in their days. Talmud Torah haya ikir haaveda etzlam, in their days the main aveda was the study of Torah. And that's why in those days there were so many chachamim, such great chachamim, tanoim and amazoyim, because it was a time of the knowledge of Torah, and therefore in their days the main aveda was the study of Torah. Mashein came b'ikvus Mashicho, but in our days, in the times before Mashiach, shenof was sukas David ad b'chinas raglayim v'akvayim. It is called Ikvis Mashiach, the heels of Mashiach, because Sukkas David, meaning the attribute of Malchus, David being Melech Yisrael, the attribute of Malchus has fallen down to the heels, Shehi Bechinas Asiya, which means into the world of Asiya, the world of action. Therefore, Ein Derech L'Davka Bo Be'emes, there is no other way to cleave to God today, and to transform the darkness into its light, or another version is delay. Ki'im bebechinas asiya, other than through action. Gamkein shehimaisa hatzedaka, since the attribute of Malchus has fallen into the level of asiya, therefore the only way to serve, to cleave to God properly, is also through asiya, through action. In other words, through the act of the mitzvah. Shehi maisa hatzedaka ki yadua lemaskilin. And of all the acts, of all the mitzvahs that one can perform, the mitzvah of tzedakah is called action, is the primary action, as is known to those who study Kabbalah. Shebchinas asiya belikus, that what is the element of action within God, because there are those expressions of God that are described as speech. God said, let there be light. There are those things that are described as God's thought, like Neshames Yisrael, Olu B'machshava. What is the element of action in God? What is called God's action? When God gives life to the lowest level of the physical world, that's called God's doings. So action in God means giving to the lowly. Lamanda lesli migame klum, to those levels that have no godliness of their own at all, have no holiness at all, b'chol hazivayaches yitzve bazeh, and therefore, when a person gives tzedakah, also giving to the one below him, to the one who is poorer than him, he is thereby doing the act of the mitzvah, the act of godliness, which is also giving to the lowly. So kol hazivayaches yitzve bazeh, everyone who subdues his yitzahara, upeseyach yodei, and he opens his hand, ulevavei, and his heart, in giving tzedakah, iskaf yisitra achra, he subdues the unholiness, umahapich hasheicho le'er Hashem yizbarech, and he transforms the darkness to the light of godliness, hasheichein oleinu, bebechinas asiya, who comes to us and reveals himself to us in the state of action, on the level of asiya, the ikvis mishicha, in this generation of the heels of Mashiach, the Yizikel Lireis Ayin Ba'ayin B'Shuv Hashem Tzien, etc. And we will merit to see eye to eye with our own eyes when the Eibishter comes back, brings us back, and comes back himself to Eretz Yisrael. Today's Hayem Yem, for the 30th of Av, Resh Chedesh Elul, the Rebbe writes that we start saying L'David Hashem Eri. And the custom is, by the Rabbeim, that in the course of the day, one practices blowing the Shofar, and then we begin blowing the Shofar after davening on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. In the body of the text, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe, in the beginning, when he first became a Rebbe, used to say very brief Maimorim, very short Maimorim. As, for example, the Maimor that begins, Zecher Avtuvcha, and its explanation, which the Alter Rebbe also wrote, which appears in the Siddur, was said in 6 installations, and it was somewhat longer than the one that is printed.